Having MG can make cooking difficult, but over the years, I've found some really helpful tools and tips that I'm excited to share. Hi, I'm Alicia. I think cooking should always be fun, creative, and of course, delicious. These black bean burgers are hearty, full of flavor, and MG friendly. You're gonna love them.
Check out Alicia's black bean burger cooking video and other recipes full of tips and tricks for managing common MG symptoms while cooking only at mg-united.com.
Ready? Let's cook.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Can a ghost be removed from a haunted house? Kind of a generic question, I know. A ghost. A lot of times I think there's more than one thing involved. Sometimes good, sometimes bad, sometimes a little mix of everything. But I guess the operative question would be more so, can a haunting be eradicated? Haunting being more of a blanket term for anything and everything that's going on in a house of a paranormal nature. After all the years of doing this show, I would have to say no. I do not think in every case that it can be done. I think in some cases it can be held at bay. Maybe in some cases it can be ended if it's a earthbound spirit of a living person that's needing to move on and that's what they truly want to do. But at the end of the day, you're dealing with really two different things. Free will of a human being, if it's a human spirit, they may just say no. They may not want to go to the light. They may be cool. And then you also have the world of demonic angels, demons, things of that nature, non-human spirits, elemental type things that are in the area, that are on the ground, that are in the houses, that are doing really anything they want. And you're pleading with them, you're exercising them, you're this and that-ing them. Can it have effect? Sure. But I think ultimately, at the end of the day, it's human versus something much more powerful than what we personally can take on. In our next story, we hear about dark forces that torment a family after they move to a new home in a new state, supposed to be happy and good and great and all that. Well, the torment ends up running so deep, they are forced to flee for their sanity and quite possibly their lives. Take a listen. This story dates back some years ago when I had to move to a small town in Texas. And we had a house in Louisiana, as well as my dad getting a phone call that the house had been broken into. So they went up there, checked out what had been messed up in Louisiana, or stolen, or destroyed. So when they arrived, they started going through things and seeing what was all missing and cleaning things up. While cleaning things out of my sister's room, they found an old Ouija board that was given to her when she was a young girl. She was in her mid-20s when this happened, by a step-aunt that gave it to her 1 year for her birthday. So my family, being a deeply religious family, my dad decides he's going to get rid of it, and he had always heard that if you threw it away, they would always return back to the owner, so he decided that he would burn it. As he went up to my grandmother's, his mother's house, to find the stuff to burn it with, He commenced to lay it on the ground and tried to light it with a match. And the match went out. He went to the garage, found some charcoal lighter fluid, proceeded to pour it on the box, tried to light it, and it was still not lighting. He used almost a whole bottle and a box of matches, but it did not work. So my dad, being a believer in prayer, began to pray to God for help and guidance. He walked back to the garage and found some lawnmower gas, took the lid off the box and laid the board on top crossway and filled the bottom of the box with gas and a bit on the board as well, and then began to pray and struck a match and held it to the board. Gas usually ignites from the fumes, but he still had to hold it to the board as he prayed, and the board began to burn in the center, not on the edge where the match was. So he and my sister backed away as the board was burning. Without warning, the fire exploded straight up in the air, 15 to 20 feet, with a loud scream coming from inside the board, louder and louder screams. The fire goes into the ground with a rumble, and then smoke, as black as night, blacker than the outside space void, began to scream and moan and move towards my dad. Every direction he went, the smoke came at him. He even put the wind at his back, and the darkness followed him. With one final scream, it was gone. The board and box were just gone as well. A few ashes and an indentation on the ground where the board was. Well, they came home to Orange, Texas, and we went to church the next day and everything was good. Or so we thought. We got home, got out, walked to the house. None of the keys would work on any of the four doors that we had. We couldn't enter the house. My dad thought of the one door that leads to the kitchen that was not in the best of shape. He could just bust it in and replace it later. So my dad proceeded to push on the door to gain access. And when you push on things, they tend to fall away from you. But as he pushed on the door, the window shattered out onto him like something was thrown out of it. We go inside. My dad feels like something is on his leg, like running down his leg. So he sits in the recliner, removes his slacks he wore to church, and blood was pouring out of a wound on his leg that he never felt any pain from. It had bled so much you could pour the blood from his shoe like you were pouring a drink. He had no snag in his slacks, no blood on any glass, no meat from the wound. By the way, it was 2 to 3 inches long and 1 inch wide and at least 1 inch deep. It wasn't just a normal cut. So we bandaged him up, tried to make the best of the rest of the day, and little did we know, it was the beginning of a lifetime of hell on Earth. The demon house is what we called it. We had no way of moving because we had rented this space from my step-grandfather because my dad's job relocated him where they needed him. So we lived with it for best, I can remember, another 5 or so years till we were older and out of school. My dad would not talk about it to this day, and he is in his 80s. When I ask or even mention the incident, he begins to pray and walks away. My sister is the same way. I've learned to deal with a lot from spirits, shadows, dreams, and even demons. I'm 46, and as I write this to share with you, funny how I can see these events play in my mind over and over, but I can barely remember my own birthday sometimes. Well, after my father was attacked with the Ouija board and was burned, that's when strange things began to happen. Inside the duplex that my step-grandfather let us rent from him, there were old naval barrack houses that he purchased. We rented both sides and made it into one big home. Sometime after that, we noticed the weird things happening around the house. It was late one night. My dad and I were in the living room sitting on the couch watching TV, and we heard clicking coming from what we thought was the wall. The couch was located next to the front door on the main entrance to the home. It was wintertime, and all the houses were closed and sealed because of drafts. These are old houses. We covered the windows with plastic wrap, duct tape. Now, there was one radiator heater that we used because of natural gas prices. The clicking got louder and louder, and then the front door just opened. The main lock was still locked, sticking out. Not bent, not broken, just like it was locked, but not shut. The thing is, it's a barrel lock. You lift and slide to latch. My dad got up and washed like this blast of cold air went through him. But the glass outer door was closed. He stumbled back and looked at me and was confused by what had happened. He closed the door again and locked it and sat back down. That's when he took a piece of paper and put it in the doorway of my sister's room to check for drafts. We sat down on the couch to watch TV. My dad says to me, "Watch the paper, it's moving." And when I turned my head to watch the paper, it was not moving. I thought my dad was messing with me and tried to spook me. So I said, "Sure," and turned back to watch TV. Again, my dad said the paper was moving. I turned to look at the paper and nothing. He said to watch it out. You know, the corner of your eye. Don't move your head. He was right. It moved. A lot. But when we moved our heads, it stopped. So my dad says, just stare at it and see what happens. The paper goes absolutely insane, swinging around violently. Then it stops and starts to spin like a top. My dad gets up to see if there was a draft, and it stopped, and no draft anywhere. Then the door flies open, the barrel latch still in the locked position. That night after my family gets home, we go to bed, and my brother comes to my room and says to leave him alone and to go to sleep. I'd already been sleeping and had no idea what he was talking about. He said, "How did you get from Tim's room so fast anyway?" I said, "What are you talking about?" "You were jumping on my bed. When I turned over, you ran into Tim's room." Tim's a cousin that lived with us. I told him to go back to sleep, and he had a bad dream, and he stated, "How could it be a dream when I'm awake?" I'll go back to bed when I hear him run into Tim's room and flick the lights on and start yelling at Tim and me. I walk down the hall and ask, "What now?" He says, "Someone is jumping on his bed." We look around and nothing. So I go and lock my door, go back to bed, and lay there trying to sleep with my music playing on my headboard. I notice that my door began to rattle. I yell at the door and tell them to leave. My door alone, it stops. I lay there some more trying to fall asleep, and it shakes violently this time. And I yell out for it to stop, and I hear glass shattering. I get up and turn my light on and see that my full-length mirror is shattered. Spiderweb, like something or someone had punched it. Although nothing else happened that night, I did not sleep either. I told my dad about it, but I never took it down. So the next day was Saturday, and my brother and my cousin and I were at the house alone, and I was smaller then. And when the heater went off and cooled enough, I would sit on top of it. But that day I chose to lean against it and was making my mother's owl and wind chimes ring out. They were ceramic, so it was a peaceful tone. Suddenly we hear a loud crash in the back part of the house. We walk to our rooms to see what it may have been. Nothing in my room and nothing in my cousin's room. But my brother calls out to come and see. Let me paint this picture for you. My brother made the other living room his bedroom, and the other kitchen was storage now. His room was larger than a regular bedroom, and he had a lot of figurines and eagles and trophies on top of his chest of drawers. He placed a mirror that was for a dresser, and dresser no longer existed. The mirror took two people to put on the chest of drawers, and it was across the room in a chair, face down, not broken, just out of place. And none of the trophies or figurines had been moved. We know that because my brother never dusted anything, and nothing else was out of its dust. It was overwhelming, to say the least, but we dealt with it. Dad was the only person hurt by whatever this was. Unfortunately, I was the next target. Not much was happening out of the norm of lights being turned on by themselves or stuff being moved. One night I had my first encounter with sleep paralysis, and it wasn't fun. It scared me. I'd fallen asleep with my lights on and had awakened in my bed, but I couldn't move. I could look around with my eyes but not move my head. I noticed black spots floating all around the room, on the bed, the walls, the ceiling, all over, and all of a sudden, my arm shot straight out to the side of the bed, pulled tightly. My legs stiffened and placed one on top of the other foot, propped on top of the other, and I saw a huge black shadow floating from my feet just up to my face, and it rolled to show a skeleton face. Laughing like I had never heard before, and my head fell to the left side, and then agonizing pain in my hands and feet. The pain was intense, and before I blacked out from the pain, my side began to throb with such pain I cried. Then it was like when you come up out of water, gasping for air. I was trying to catch my breath, and the pain was still there. It was days before it went away. I told my dad what had happened, and he said, "You were crucified. That they're after you for some reason." We stayed in that house for 8 or 9 years dealing with things. My sister moved, and my cousin moved back to his mom and dad's home. My brother graduated, and I quit school. My mom, dad, and brother moved back to Louisiana to the old home place. They stayed with friends for another year or so. As for the Hell House, my step-grandfather sold it. The people moved out a year later, had the house burned, and refused to sell the land. They would not say why, but I think I know. To this day, I have dreams about angels and demons, about ghosts and the Hell House. Things tend to follow me, but it does not scare me like it used to. Did I mention that I'm a clergyman now? But that doesn't stop them. Until I remember some more things, I'll say, for now, a good day. May God protect you.
Stories online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.